no did tamehu, and these things are also called min of tamei a chamor. So therefore, the Mishnah says anything that comes out of the chamor is also. Rashi mitame have mashma migufa de tamei min atamei mashma minesho tamei. Yeah. So the Chavahani Narach says mitame ko mitame kosei. The urine was inside the body of the chamor. The afagad lav migufe. Even doesn't come out of part of the flesh, part of the body itself, but the maaseh went through the body. So Amisha says a yoytse min atame, as long as it comes out from the tame, so the urine also comes out from the tame. So pshita should be also to eat, to drink. Now vikadiyami something like this. The susum gemalim loikum avila. I don't have any shaila about susum gemalim. So why do lo shasi inchi? Because people don't drink it. There's no shaila. There's not shaila to be yos. It's not drinkable anyway. So maybe even it would be yos to be mutter because it's not drinkable. It's not royal achilot lo shasi inchi. Kikum iboilu. Where's my shaila? The chamor only the urine of a donkey. The shasi inchi. Much of people would drink it. O malili yirukuna is good for a sickness. Yirukuna. If you have this sickness, it's good. So here's the shaila mai. What's the loch? Is it mutter b'shti or not? Lo yakun is jointis, so since it's good for jointis, people drink it. My what's the locha? On this amulu rashet rashet she said tinisu. We learned. Says now Mishnah yoytze min hatomei tomei. V'ha yoytze min hator tor. What comes out of tomei? So comes out of tor is tor. Now behani nami these things also mitami kosi. They're coming out from a tomadika body, from a chamor. So even though maybe it's not absorbed in the goof in the basar of the chamor, but kol poim is coming out of the chamor. So that's enough to give it an issa. Therefore, pshit it also. Meisve have a question. It says, "Mifnei ma'omer." Why was it said that dvash devar remuta? How come lad eat the honey that comes out of bees? L'chur let there be a yaitzei. It's coming out of the body of the bee, just like the bee is asa b'chilo. The honey also should be asa b'chilo. So the answer is, "Mifnei shemachnisa soysin legufon." The bee just puts the honey into its body. But doesn't come out, it's not like absorbed in its body, it doesn't come out like part of its body. It just comes in and goes out. So l'churi, you see, something that goes in and goes out is mutar achila. It's not called hayoytse min hatamei. Because if you want to say that urine is zos because it's tam yoytse min hatamei, so l'churi honey also should be yoytse min hatamei. So how come honey is mutter? It has to only be something that's absorbed in the body. So here the urine is not absorbed in the body, so why do you say it's also? Samar says, Hu diyom Rabbi Yaakov, diyom that he says, Dubsha Rachmona Sharia. The Torah gave a special letter about honey and economy. Really it should be also, but there's a special letter about Dubsha, about honey. Rashi says, Bahani Shaykhlu Mafrich Ilun. Well, may he not dvash to eat from the flour, from that comes out honey in their stomachs. So they eat from the flour, from that comes out stomach. The Torah says, "V'yemamtzen oisa the dushni migufay." Yeah. So my answer is, he says, like Rabbi Yaakov, the reason why honey is muta is not because shemachnis tos legufon, as Rachmona shari yibed, because that's the cost of who. Therefore, he can't learn out a urine from honey. The time is long like this. Rabbi Yaakov Oimer, Achaz Zeh Toichlo. This is what you should eat. Mikol Sheret Soif. Many Sheret Soif. So Dashin Zeh Toichlo. This is what you should eat. But Via Toichlo Sheret Soif Tomei. Now let's eat the Sheret of an Oifis Tomei. So more is the question. Sheret Soif Tomei. Bejik said we have clear psukim. You don't need this Rosha. Ela rather Sheret Soif Tomei Ia Toichlo. That's what you now let's eat. Avla Toichlo Ma Soif. Tomei mashritz. We let eat what comes out, what an oif tomei is mashritz. What comes out from an oif tomei? From a bee? V'yez is there. What comes out from the bee that's mutter to eat? Zeh dvash devorim. So in the clear posik that's mat you to eat the honey of devorim. But without this posik in the chlami, it would have been also bachilo. That's what we're saying according to this. So adin urine is also also to drink. Yochai, I would have thought to say, av dvash. Hagazin v'yatsirin. Now again, Yochel Abur says, or I would have thought to say, Yav devash hagazin v'yatsirin. Also, the honey of this type of a bee, a wild bee, a tsirin, the hornet, maybe that honey is also mutter to eat. Is a matter tell you, Loi, no, that you're not allowed to eat. Only the honey of the worm of bees and not these. First question, how do you know this? Amar royis barabbis devorim, and lohoitzi agizel yatzirim. How do you know to say that the honey of bees are mutter, and not the honey of the gzirin and the tzirin? So most of this, mar bani devash tzirim, I come to include from this posik, that the honey of bees are mutter to eat. Shame levoy, it has no other nickname to it. But a moitzi ani devash agazin, I take out honey of gazin, the tzirin, sheyesh le shame levoy, it has another name to it. It's called honey of gizin, honey of tzirin. So here you see clearly in the special Xeras Akosuk to say that honey is mutter. His command also, who's the goal like if so? How the time that we learned? The Vash HaGazin V'Yatzirin Toru Mutter V'Achilo. Who's the goal? This bride says, no, even these types of honey are also mutter V'Achilo. So Mazenachnami, like Rabbi Yaakov, not like Rabbi Yaakov. But according to Rabbi Yaakov, that even though it's not Moitzitz Min HaGuf, it just goes through the Guf, it'd be Yosef V'Achilo. So that's what we dashed him before also, that the urine would be yosef, so only according to Rabbi Yaakov, that urine would be yosef. Now, in his last price, it said, what at the time we just learned that the vash, hagazin, that urine, tor, or mutter achila. True, it's mutter achila, but also the lotion of tor. So, what's with like now, tor, is dama kabutuma, alma, voye, machshava. Mashma, this honey by itself is dama kabutuma. On the first, you have machshava, to eat it, you have to think you won't eat it. Then it's royal kabutuma. Before that, it's not royal kabutuma. Samar says yes. Alma boy machshava, and Tani Nami Yechol learned this also. Tavash b'kivirosay. If you have honey in the beehive, metametuma seichas shloim b'machshava. Without machshava, why? Because minastam it's only metit. And the gears and the shita should be that Gemara makes the diak. That's mashma only why these things are Torah. But mashma dvash tevorim taka does not need machshava. It's Tommy right away, it's Makabal Tumma right away. And I was telling the Hakul, there's a proof that dvash bikivrosa, it's honey, and it's biyaz, which is always bee honey, but Tama Tumma Sechel Sheva Machshava. That's good. Only this honey of gazim and serum needs machshava. That means Tam is not Oymid Bachila. But Tam regular beehive honey, that's Oymid Bachila, that's taka Makabal Tumma even without machshava. Now the Gemara says, Choli de chamurto. Rashi says this kain the beitze zocher, the beitzim of a zocher, she hachamoro moitzia is merachmon, that the chamoro, the female, a donkey, throws out from its rechem. It's like eggs. The question is, what's the locha? I let eat them or not. So, chayli again. Chayli chamurto. Sovra bon lemeimro beyaninu. The Assyrian. They're like regular eggs, and then they're osetit. Rashi says, "Mishmeva minachai shenekru min hazocha berechem." It came out of the zocher when the zocher was in the baby, was in the rechem, in the womb. So they're regularly zah beitze zocher that came out. Therefore, it's like even minachai, it should be osetit. Omer Rasafa said, "No zera dielu." You know what this came out? This was the zera. This was like the seed of the deer that came out. Zera dielu. The Ozal Bosi also. So what happened here? Like the male went on to the female, and the Yadi the Rachmatzar, since its womb was very narrow, lemizdakik, he couldn't have what couldn't live with her. The Ozal Bosi Yachmurta, and therefore he went after Bosi Yachmurta, went after another deer. The Nasri, and there left out its Zera. So Rashi explained that since he didn't have Tashmas with the first one, the Zera became a little bit hard, and it came out like a bull now. So Kitz was the Zera itself of Adar, that's not called Chelik of the Behemoth, that's not something that's Dorbel Echol, therefore Adar Bimutta Bachila. It would not have a loch of Eva Minachai. Omer Rav Huna says, Or Habo Kineged Ponev Shechamor, the skin that comes by the face of the Chamor. So Rashi says that's Kain Shui, like the placenta, Shechamor Nelad Boda, the donkey is born and created in. So the skin of the placenta like this mutter, you like eat it. It's mutter. The question is, my time, what's the reason? Pirsha b'yamu. It's only pirsha, it's like junk that comes out of the body. It's not really a chelik of the goof itself. It's like pirsha, like excrement from the body. It doesn't have a loch like the bosor of the chamor itself. Pirsha b'yamu. Oh, malay rechid rechid said, Tanya de misayim loch. I'll bring you proof of this. Tanya de misayim loch. Or habo k'neged ponu shalodim. That the face that comes, the placenta by a person, bein chai ben meis tor, it's tor. So my love, beinu chai v'imoy chaya, beinu meis v'imoy meisa. It says what? This skin is tore from a tamar tumas magomasa. So Rashi explains, my love, afilu havlad v'yemes, they both died. Afilu ocho or ein metama. Alma why diyama shuya loymel havlad loymenem el apirsha biyamu. That they show that the placenta is not really called part of the mother, not called part of the kid. It's called some pirsha biyamu, excrement, doesn't have any hikosumer on it. Samar says, let us not the pshat here. It could be bein hu chai v'imemesa. Bein hu meis v'imechai. I call upon him, one of them had to be alive. Rashi Lachik has seen a lie. Bein hu chai v'imechaya. Bein hu meis v'imechaya. Shemi guf eimu. We're talking about now the guf of the mother, the placenta. Rei chai, since the mother's alive, that's what's not makabel tumma. Avla gavi achila could be, kishad is lei, bosa reim nam yosa. But the gayet achila could be thosatit to a placenta. Because the placenta goes after the din of the mother, and if the mother is treif, well then the placenta is also wasa bachila. So here there wouldn't be any proof. We're just talking about the placenta has a locha like the mother. The Rashi is gear, so we're talking about here the mother's alive. Alright, turn over. Continue on the other side. Yes, the Gemara says, my love, beinu chai, vimer chai, beinu meis, vimer meis. The Havim are both meis. And still you see the placenta is not a kabotum, doesn't have a look like the basar. The Gemara says, loi, beinu chai, vimer, Rashi's gear is, vimer chai, beinu meis, vimer chai. In both cases, the mother's alive, and the placenta has a look like the mother, that's why it's tor, it's not a kabotum. But really, the placenta is like the basar of the mother. When the mother is trife would be asatid also. The mother tiny we learn. Beinu chai vimai chaya beinu meis vimai meisa. Mashukhlin, even though the mother is a meisa, the both meisa, still the placenta is muta. Master, the placenta has no halacha like both of it's called like kirsha v'yama. So what's the true? Itanya tanya, if you learn like that, enachnami, then you'll be right. The enachnami, here's the proof, Taka, that the or around the placenta is called like Bosa Biyama. It's called like Pirshta Biyama. Now the Mishnah says, Dak Tomei Shabola Dak Tor. Let's say a treif of fish swallowed the kosher fish. So Mutav Achila, Ishno Stil Yilari Teb Dak Tor. Of the Tor, a Tordic fish, Shabola Dak Tomei, is also Achila. You now Larit that treif of fish in the Dak Tor. The fish, no gidula, didn't grow in this fish. It's a fish by itself. And if it's treif, it's treif. If it's tor, it's tor. Since it didn't grow, Rashi says, "Elikasho yechai bola." After it grew, you swallowed it up. But if it would have grown inside the fish, enekonami, that's the klal. Yoytzem in ator is tor. Another more says, "Kaim udechazina de bola." Mishnah number, we know clearly that this mother big fish swallowed a small fish. Holei chazina de bola. If we did not see that it swallowed it. I mean, then we would say Ashrut Yashrit that it grew inside it. Then the Chanami says Dag Tor, there she nimtza b'teich atomei nishras v'gufay v'iburay who be yosav would be yosav achila. So Minon, how do we know this? Samora says the time is going like this: Dag Tomei Mashrit Dag Tor. It's like this: Dag Tomei Mashrit. A Dag Tomei like gives out fish. Dag Tor Matul Beitzim. So again, Dag Tomei Mashrit means the Dag Tomei Taka produces the fish inside it. Dag Tor, a Tordika fish, is Matul Beitzim, lays eggs. So therefore, now Mishnah, if the Dag Tomei would have a Dag Tor inside it, why is the Mutar? Because we saw him swallow it. Well, if we wouldn't saw him swallow it, then we'd have to be afraid it was created inside him, like it says here, a Dag Tomei is Mashrit, and then it would have been also Bachilo. Mazihoch, if so, Ki Chazin and the Bol, even if we see that the Dag Tomei swallowed the Dag Tor, Amrinon, Hai Ichul, Vai Eshrut Seyashvat. Why don't we say the one that he swallowed got like this, got digested already? And the fish we find now inside him is the one that was created in him, and it should be Yosef Achilu then. On the Rosh Hashanah says, that we find it by the excrement, by the Derech HaRei was coming out. So if it would have been formed in the body, it wouldn't come out there. So it must be that it swallowed it, and now it's coming out. That's why it's tor. We have popular makagoyin shemotza derech beisabli. You know that we found this fish in its throat when it was swallowing it down. So therefore, for sure, it was not created in its goof, but rather, but this is the fish that he swallowed. Rav Nachman makagoyin shemotza shalom. We find it could be complete, and since we find it to be complete, for sure, it was not like being created inside it.
because otherwise it wouldn't have been complete yet. Rashi says, Shenigmra called for us, so the Godla was big. The Yuvra would have been created inside him, it wouldn't have been so big inside. Rav Ashi Yomar, Roiv Dogim B'mina Mishrotz. No, you have a right to be Samech on Roiv. Roiv Dogim, when the Creator have a fish inside them, it's their own min. And therefore, Kimi Shabola Fanenu Dom, he also know that any time we find a dark tummy that has inside him a dark tor, that's considered as if we know that he swallowed it. Because normally, Alpi Roiv, a dark tummy is only mashrit inside him another dark tummy. So if we find a dark tor inside him, we have a right to say that most probably he swallowed it. So even though we don't see him swallow it, still it'll be mutter b'achila. That's called Kimi Shabola Fanenu Dom. Torah Rabbanan read this. Dark tummy mashrit. A dark tummy is mashrit. Dark tor is matu beitim. And kol hamoylid meinik. Anything that gives birth could nurse. For kol hamatu beitim, every time they only lay eggs, malakit. Chutz. Malakit. Means the mother has to go collect food to feed the kids. Chutz meyatlif is stood in the bat. Shafa pi shematu beitim, even though it lays eggs, meinik. It could also nurse. Alright, we'll stop here.